From WGCU News, I'm Mike Kinirey. As of Monday morning, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has halted releases of water from Lake Okeechobee to the west coast. This comes after the decision to stop sending water toward the east coast late last month. Still, blue-green algae brought Governor Rick Scott to southwest Florida for a firsthand look. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone reports.
The sloshing sound of the wake against the boat carrying Governor Rick Scott sounds no different than usual Monday morning. But what is unusual is the color. A bright neon green. It's so changed, in fact, the governor says he'll be declaring a state of emergency by the end of the day.
You have to say, okay, well, make a decision. What do you think really is going to happen? What's going to have the biggest impact? And push your resources there.
The resources in this case have been pushed toward the Florida Department of Environmental Protection for additional water monitoring stations in southwest Florida, and on the federal level toward fixing the Herbert Hoover Dike, which surrounds Lake O. Officials acknowledge, though, while monitoring will help in the future, it won't change the so-called guacamole-like river water already filled with toxic blue-green algae. Scott says it's frustrating to see.
I like the water, and you know, I'd like to take my grandkids out on the water, so I know it's frustrating for people.
As the governor shares his next steps with local and state officials, a man on a nearby boat casts a line into the sickly green water, as those on the tour can only watch in pained silence. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, the Caloosahatchee River.